Discipline 7 in the Power of 7 Personal Financial Disciplines is asset allocation. There's a gentleman named Harvey McKay that once said, when a person with experience meets a person with money, the person with the money walks away with the experience, and the person with the experience walks away with the money. Well, we believe it's important that you understand the basics of asset allocation. If you choose to move further into an advanced study of the process, you will find it very fascinating. But one of the things your advisor should help determine, first of all, is your time horizon. It's fairly evident. Typically, you will take your age, you'll look out to the number of years between now, let's say, and retirement time, or if you're already at retirement, you'll look further out to maybe life expectancy and beyond to make sure that you preserve the resources and that the income stream flows. So that time horizon is basically what your age is and how many years are we working with. Another element of that is your investment objective, what it is that you're specifically wanting to accomplish. And the other element is your risk tolerance. So there should be a series of questions that you should be asked that can help you determine how aggressive or how conservative you really are as an individual. You know, everyone is happy when the markets are doing great and things are headed the right direction, but how are you going to react when volatility enters the picture and the portfolio value begins to move up and down? So we believe it's important that you initially determine your risk tolerance, and then you can structure out some form of, let's say, an equity to fixed income ratio within your own portfolio that you would be comfortable with, knowing that there will be a certain amount of volatility that goes along with that. Another decision that you will need to consider is, are you planning to just be a static allocation investor, or are you planning to work in some form of an active allocation strategy? Static basically says you place the proceeds into that stock to bond mix and you just hold on no matter what the markets might bear. That can be rather frustrating at times when the markets do go into some form of a drawdown. We had talked in one of the earlier videos about market drawdowns and the impact, why we believe it's important to try to minimize that drawdown effect. But we believe that there's benefit in having an active strategy that can, from time to time, take the portfolio to safety. No strategy is going to avoid all of the pitfalls or all of the ups and downs of the market's volatility from time to time. But we believe that an active management approach can help minimize that effect. So here's what basically happens. Much of this industry can explain to you some form of buy discipline. They can say to you, if we determine your time horizon, your investment objective, and your risk tolerance, then we're going to structure out this static allocation mix, and over time you're going to be okay. And then the industry has basically trained often the advisors to say things like, then just hold on, everything's going to be okay, this is going to be a short correction, you can't sell now or you'll be locking in a loss. It's things that basically the industry has no incentive whatsoever in your portfolio ever going to cash, so they want to keep you fully invested pretty much at all times. Well, I just don't believe that's what's best for the investment world today. I believe modern technology has brought together some technological tools that can be utilized that can give some indications as to overall trends. We don't live in the dark ages any longer. I've flown airplanes now for around 27 years, and some of the early things that I flew, technology was just very absent. And then finally, I got a little GPS unit that had a 1-inch by 1.5-inch screen. I mean, just very small little GPS screen. Today, I sit in front of 2 computer monitors, and basically, you hardly fly the airplane. You pretty well program it, takes you to where you want to go. It flies literally the pattern around the airport. It will fly down the glide slope, basically to the first brick of the runway, and it says, hey, dummy, we're here, land the airplane. So yes, I've got to take it off of autopilot, make sure we land appropriately. But it's so incredible today compared to what it used to be. You know, your advisor holds in his hand a tool in the form of a smartphone or whatever that can literally give us instant data as to what's going on in the marketplace. Now, what's also interesting because of that is someone in China is observing the exact same data real time. So markets can move very quickly. We believe it's important to have what we call a tactical approach to investing and methodologies in place to where you not only have a buy discipline, but you also have a sell discipline. There will be some triggering event that will cause your portfolio to come out of, for instance, equity positions and even fixed income positions at times, and can go to a safe haven.